Fraternal Order of Police Vice President condemns hecklers' hateful taunts towards police. By Amy Furr on June 24, 2019. After officers were heckled by members of the Sacramento, California community last week at the scene of Officer Tara O'Sullivan's murder, Vice President of the National Fraternal Order of Police Jay McDonald called on leaders to stand with their local police. "We have a history of division between the community and law enforcement," McDonald commented. "We need to make sure that our elected officials and community leaders take this opportunity after this tragic incident to stand up and say this kind of hateful behavior will be called out for what it is." In a statement issued Friday, McDonald reminded the Sacramento community that the police exist to serve and protect. He wrote, "It is important for the public to remember that police stand ready to protect everyone." Ironically, if the authors of those hateful comments in Sacramento were in danger and called 911, Officer O'Sullivan would have raced to protect them. "These despicable statements are an affront to her service to the city of Sacramento." In video footage of the incident, hecklers can be heard repeatedly calling officers punks, bastards, and cowards as they direct residents to safety. "Whatever officer getting shot need to be. Y'all need to be. Y'all need to be," one heckler states. Video footage also shows hecklers cheering as gunshots can be heard echoing in the distance. According to a report by the Sacramento Bee, O'Sullivan was shot and killed Wednesday as she was answering a domestic disturbance call. Following an 8-hour standoff, O'Sullivan's killer, Adil Ramos, was arrested by police. While at the scene, officers recovered two assault rifles, one handgun, and one shotgun inside the suspect's apartment. Police Sergeant Vance Chandler said of the weapons found inside the apartment, he used all four. "These four weapons were placed strategically throughout the house." During his interview Monday, McDonald reassured viewers that despite vile comments, police officers all over America will continue to protect their communities. "Even in the face of violence and hate like we've seen in this video, hundreds of thousands of law enforcement officers still put on a badge and gun to protect their communities each and every day," he stated. "We shouldn't be asking them to experience this kind of attack from people they're trying to serve."